Season's greetings and welcome to the almost 2026 edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 28th of December 2025. And this is your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. And coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7TW, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to a dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group. On HF relays, we've got 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 14130 by Any Takers, by Dale, VK7DG, and locally in Hobart on UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 11 metres with Mark, VK7FMAC. Did you miss it live? Well, catch the replay at Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. And we start with some sad news. Silent Key, Kevin Norris, VK7HKN. It was with great sadness that we were informed that Kevin Norris, VK7HKN, had passed away on the evening of the 18th of December 2025 at Aldersgate Nursing Home in Launceston. Kevin was widely known and respected throughout the Tasmanian amateur radio fraternity, and he had an early involvement in electronics and communications prior to arriving in Tasmania and becoming involved in amateur radio in Burnie. Kevin obtained a standard class amateur radio license in about the year 2000, which gave him about 9 years of Northwest operating before moving to Launceston in 2009. He joined NTARC in 2010 and was successfully nominated for a position on the committee in 2011. During his 7 years of continuous committee service, he also held the position of treasurer for the year. He also found time to manage our QSL card distribution for quite a while, as well as being a stalwart of the NTARC's annual involvement in JOTA. Kevin was the first to identify the possibility of NTARC taking up lodgings in the Rochalie Scout Building, and it was largely through him and XYL Lynn VK7FROG that we developed such a good relationship with the Scout Commissioner at the time. This led to the lease being completed and NTARC finally having a home now for more than a decade. After his all-important family, Kevin did have a few other loves. The love of a VW combi camper and camping, and the love of a lighthouse and the love of QRP radio. If for some reason they coincided, for example, the annual Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend competition, well, that was all the better, hi-hi. He was very keen in conducting portable activations, possibly even before POTA became more popular than it is today. Myrtle Park was one of his favourites, and he could also camp with friends and family. Also, he was an avid experimenter. He fostered the club's Flowerpot Antenna Buildathon. This was a 6-metre and a combined 2-metre and 70-centimetre PVC tube and fittings version of that antenna. He also made himself available for mentoring and helping with electronic projects and kits, and in particular his involvement in the Bitex family of projects with their demonstration and presentation back in 2013. Kevin was also a happy and enthusiastic radio operator. One of the very small things that he did was give the early morning weather forecasts every day after he had dropped one of his children off at sport or work or after he had to check the post office box. I am not saying they were always spot on, but they were humorous. After Kevin moved into the full-time care in Aldersgate, there was certainly an on-air vacuum left. There will be a funeral service held on Tuesday the 30th of December 2025 at the Car Villa Crematorium Chapel at 11 a.m, and please no cards or flowers by request. After the service, the family will be gathering at the Commercial Hotel in Launceston, and Lynn has passed on that all are more than welcome to join the family and share memories. The service is unavailable to be streamed live, but a link will be available later. Fale Kevin, VK7HKN, now Silent Key. And that comes to us from the NTARC committee. And WW Sota Pota and Iota weekly, or in this case yearly, wrap-up. As 2025 draws to a close, it's a great time to reflect on what has been an outstanding year on the air. VK7 operators have once again shown strong participation across multiple award programs, with plenty of activity, contacts and portable operations to celebrate. A look through the end-of-year statistics highlights just how busy this year has been. POTA, activators certainly kept the momentum going throughout the year, completing 105 activations and logging an impressive 2,229 QSOs. Of these contacts, 45 were made using CW and a further 58 using digital modes. Hunters were equally active, with VK7 operators successfully hunting 2,011 parks, a fantastic collective effort by all operators involved. VKFF also enjoyed a solid year with 64 activations completed across the state. Activators logged a total of 1,811 QSOs, while VK7 operators hunted 1,155 parks. These figures reflect consistent support for the program and plenty of time spent enjoying portable operation from our local flora and fauna reserves. Sota continued to challenge and reward those willing to carry gear uphill, and during the year, 86 summits were activated, resulting in 1,204 QSOs. This total included 50 summit-to-summit contacts, and always a highlight for both activators and chasers. Chasers were kept busy as well, claiming successfully chasing 211 summits. Overall, the numbers tell the story of a very active and enjoyable year across the programs. Congratulations to everyone who activated, chased and hunted throughout 2025. And a big shout out to all the VK7 program representatives' administrations who dedicate countless hours to supporting these programs behind the scenes. Have a fantastic Christmas and New Year. Catch you on the air in 2026. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7, Mike Alpha Tango. And QSL News, the Inward QSL Bureau information. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 19th of December is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so that he can tidy up and remove that cards that may be for silent keys or have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH address so he can either mail them out if enough cards to make it cost effective or deliver on an opportunity basis. And you can email Herman at westyh, so westyh, at ozemail.com.au. Wishing you all the best and great DX over the festive season. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA Inwards QSL Bureau. Okay, statewide, SSTV Nights, a quiet Christmas day net saw the VK7's TW and ZAB both share about 20 photos. And the main themes were season's greetings, plants blooming for Christmas, 20 years of the elf on the shelf, tradition, an elf filling sample bottles, and another driving into the vortex of death, Noddy on the Voddy. And the other highlights included, sometimes it takes all day to get nothing done, and useful Christmas Day service from the COVID lockdown times, a medieval wine measure called a buttload, no, not pouring enough coffee was once a reason for divorce, the universal recognition of the term he's an idiot, and the real composition of the universe. There are many more aeroplanes in the oceans than there are submarines in the sky, and a time when humans were free of phones, and 73 from Santa and his rain beers. Note that Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites, that allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their page almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. And if you have missed the net, there are archives of the SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs, and that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast and news from the Northwest. The Northwest Wednesday Repeater Group Net Festive Break. The weekly Wednesday night net will take a break during the festive season and no nets on Wednesday the 31st of December, so we can spend time with our family and friends. The net will return on Wednesday the 7th of January 2026. And Merry Christmas, 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the net controller. And news from the north, the SOTO WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As mentioned last week, an email has been sent out to all members regarding membership renewal options. By all means, feel free to renew your membership. But importantly, if you haven't received the email and you check your junk folder, then drop an email to the secretary with the preferred email address and he will update any address discrepancies. Now, the annual general meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, the 11th of February 2026, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, and it will commence at 7:30 p.m. I know it's still 2025, well, just, but please start thinking about who you would like to nominate for the new 2026 committee. Club members are reminded that they need to be 2026 financially current to be able to nominate or vote at the annual general meeting, and nomination forms are available from the NTARC website in the members area for download. And for your convenience, the forms will be available at the NTARC club rooms from Friday the 9th of January 2026 and our first day of operating for the coming year. Well, it's almost the end of another year and certainly a break from club activities, but first a few thank yous in our own order and very much deserved. And we start with Nick. VK7 A Whiskey Whiskey is taking a well-earned break from Morse code training and radio tech sessions that he had hosted every Wednesday night throughout the year. On the odd occasion that Nick was unavailable, we were lucky enough to have Phil VK7ZPD and Rick VK7HBR to stand in to fill the rather large boots of Nick as net controller. Thank you to Phil and Paul VK7KPA for supporting the Discord side of things to complement these on-air nets. Phil also provided a very useful audio feed on the on-air proceedings via the Discord channel for all logged in. A big thank you to Roslyn for the opening up and preparing the club rooms every Friday morning for the ever-popular and well-attended club morning teas. They certainly have proven to be a very important part of the social life of club members' interactions, and regardless of a wide-ranging views and ideas and overall friendship of club members, certainly shines through. On a slightly different note, over the years, some club members find it hard or impossible through failing health to make it to the morning teas or technical nights or even be on air. A big thank you must go to Brendan, VK7VIP, for his keeping in touch visits. With a number of amateurs on a regular basis, with the recent loss of another club member being no exception. Hopefully see you all in 2026 and up and coming events, the test and tech next sessions in recess until Wednesday the 7th of January, and the Discord channel is still available for chatter and pictures. The Friday coffee morning is in recess until Friday the 9th of January, and the club technical nights is in recess until Wednesday the 21st of January. And finally, All clubroom events are still in recess, but the broadcast soldiers on. So a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. And that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And we move down the Midlands Highway to the south. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania and Reest Over the Festive Season. Well, Reest Over the Festive Season will see the WEGs take a break until Wednesday the 7th of January 2026, and the WAGs will be meeting at lunchtime on the 31st December 2025. The Reest Committee wishes everyone season's greetings and have a safe and festive entry into 2026. The Wednesday Experimenters Group. Well, it's timely to do a review of the WEGs Nights in 2025. We had well over 30 WEGs Nights, with 23 of them including a streamed program from the DATV studio, which can be viewed on the Reest YouTube WEGs Night playlist. We had an eclectic and diverse series of articles, presentations, demonstration and guests in the studio during the year. We saw a huge improvement in the streamed video and audio quality with the renovations of the clubrooms and studio technology. We now stream in true high definition, and all videos on the YouTube channel are now available in both standard and high definition. A huge thank you goes to Sean, VK7WTF, Hayden, VK7HH and Anders for all their work on these improvements. We will be continuing our programs into 2026 and continuing to improve the program content and presentations. Thanks to all our viewers out there in YouTube land for another great year, and we look forward to seeing you all in 2026. Now, the YouTube analytics for 2025 show a good improvement, and we had 18,805 views in total for the WEGs Nights, for a total of 2,826.8 hours of viewing. We attracted an additional 145 subscribers, made 311,712 impressions, and had an impression click-through rate of 3%. All of these show a definite improvement over the 2024 stats, so we must be doing something right. Season's greetings and see you on Wednesday, January the 7th, 2026, and that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. Now, January 2026, the huge car boot sale and barbecue. Reest will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday the 18th of January 2025. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot, and then you can sell as much as you want and all the profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day, snags and bread for $3, burgers and bread for $5, and soft drinks for $2 per can. No need to book, just turn up. 73 from the Reest Committee. In February 2026, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Well, our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us all about FE, F, FOE, MUF and all that ionospheric stuff. With decades of experience, including his time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the IPS, which is now the Space Weather Service, Roger brings significant expertise in the space, pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, TEC maps, EES, graphics, PCAs, solar indices, and much more, plus online tools and data sources you can actually use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operations, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favorite band has just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a pro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and that's 73 from the Reist Committee. And you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. In February 2026, the Annual General Meeting. The AGM of Reist will be held at 11 a.m. on the 15th of February 2026 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members, and nominations close on the 7th of February 2026, and the nomination form is available on the Reist website. The ordinary business of the Annual General Meeting is to be as follows: to confirm the minutes of the last preceding Annual General Meetings and any other general meetings held since that meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor and servants of the association reports and transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year, and to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to vote on the amendments to the Reist rules, and to appoint an auditor. And that comes from the Reist committee. And Reist training and assessment update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? Well, Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all licence levels. And our key 2026 dates are: for foundation training and assessment is the 22nd of February, and for standard, advanced and regulations assessment it's the 28th of March. Check out the full schedule on the Reist events page. And do you need to secure a spot or ask a question? Well, you can email reist.assessor@gmail.com. And your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And we move to space news. A new radio map of the Milky Way reveals where stars are born and die. Now, a new view of the Milky Way has been revealed by capturing different radio frequencies, showing where stars are born and where they are dying. Details not normally visible to the naked eye or through astrophotography. The GLEAM survey, which is short for the Galactic and Extragalactic All Sky MWA, is a radio astronomy project that mapped the entire sky visible from Western Australia using the Murchison Wide Array, or MWA, telescope. The survey looked at radio waves from space to study galaxies, stars, supernovae remnants, and other cosmic objects that cannot be seen with regular telescopes. Silvia Mantovanini is a PhD student at Curtin University's International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research, and she spent 18 months and more than 40,000 hours using supercomputers at the Pawsey Supercomputing Centre to process data from the GLEAM survey and create the image. It's 20 mosaics with slightly different frequencies overlaid one on top of another, Miss Mantovanini said. It is a different way of looking at the Milky Way compared to what we see by eye. The orange and red areas show dying stars that are exploded, known as supernovae remnants. Miss Mantovanini said they gave off special radio signals made by charged particles moving around magnetic fields. The blue areas show places where new stars are being born, she said. The image is made by combining 20 different images taken at slightly different frequencies, revealing the final moments of old stars and the birth of new ones. Miss Mantovanini said stars were dying and being born all the time. We always have new stars that are merging with others or interacting with other objects in the sky, and then slowly they go to die, she said. Miss Mantovanini said the image was a reflection of the past from a long time ago. Because light takes time to travel through space, everything we see in the sky shows us the past, she said. So when we look at the stars and galaxies, we're actually looking back in time, seeing how things once were, not how they are today. Even when you look up from your backyard, you're seeing into the past. Miss Mantovanini hopes people will find this data useful for prompting new galaxies and to help better understand what is happening within our galaxy. And that was written by Chris Lewis and sourced from the ABC Science News website. And editor's note here, Grote Reber, a famous radio astronomer and amateur, W9GFZ, moved to Tasmania in the 1960s and lived at Bothwell. He built a large elliptical square kilometre array at Denniston, which is northeast of Bothwell. And the valley provided a natural parabola and shield from the external radio sources. Grote used 0.5 to 2.1 megahertz frequency range to radio map the Milky Way from his large array of dipoles. And pictures of this array can be seen at the Grote Reber Museum that is located at the UTAS-operated 26-metre radio astronomy dish at Mount Pleasant in southern Tasmania. Now, regular gatherings and events over the coming months. We've got a VK7 regular gatherings. We've got the Sewing Circle Net daily at 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South Link, VK7RAF and RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, RJG on 438.55-7. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF north-south. Plus a VK7AX International SSTV Gateway, which is connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide, a microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast. Callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. And then the North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meetings Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. till 12. Midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And northwest of VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX net on 144.190 MHz US. VK7 events, Reist 18th of January 2026 is the huge car boot sale and barbecue from 11 a.m. after the broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. Reist 4th of February 2026, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports with VK2ZRH from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. NTARC, 11th of February 2026, annual general meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. And Reist, the 15th of February 2026, is their AGM and barbecue from 11 a.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast. The newsreader is VK7TW, repeaters Reist NTARC, and in the northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, JH, and DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and the D-Star Reflector 91C by the Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you've missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the south. Have you got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. send them to email vk7arnews, all one word, at gmail.com by Friday at 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation and the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call signs. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Justin VK7, a Tangled Whiskers, wishing you a relaxing entry into 2026, 73 good DX, and a great week ahead.